How do you know if you're worrying too much? How can you mend a broken heart? Does peaking at school ruin you for life? I'm Susie Ruffle, a stand-up comedian and someone who has always experienced anxiety. And I've written a book, Am I Having Fun Now? Considering some of life's big questions. Featuring bonus insights from the likes of Charlene Douglas, Sarah Pascoe, Elizabeth Day and Dolly Alderton. Am I Having Fun Now? Is out now in hardback, ebook and audio.
Hello and welcome to Like-Minded Friends. With me.
With you, Alan.
And you. What's your name again? Susie Ruffle. Yeah, I remember now.
Did you forget my name then?
No.
6 years in and you forgot my bloody name.
You know, a lot of people are listening to this podcast, Sis.
Yeah, I'm getting a lot of feedback right now.
Yeah, but I keep talking like about everything and I've got to stop.
And they're like, oh, how is that?
Yeah. No, it's lovely. It's lovely. I love
it. It is really lovely. Can you hear me okay? Just checking.
Yeah, can you hear me? Because I'm using my new microphone.
Your new microphone? Yes, I can hear you fine. I've got mine plugged in. I didn't double check whether I was using it, but I think I am.
I'm sure you are.
All great podcasting, though. All great chat.
Look, this is it. This is it.
This is what we do.
This is what we do. People don't come to us for structure and format. If they wanted that, they'd go to Radio 4.
Well, of course. Of course. There's lots of stuff on there.
The mothership of all podcasts, surely.
I think it's the radio, isn't it?
Well, yeah, what's the difference?
Who's in the title?
What's the difference, though? What's the difference?
Well, this is radio. We could just say that we're on Radio 2. I'd love to be on Radio 2, you know, Tom.
I know you would, Sue, Sunday afternoon. But Elaine Page is not going anywhere.
Elaine Page isn't going anywhere, is he? I wonder if the slot after her could become free.
Oh, the...
So that I could literally walk past and be like, see ya. Hey, Lorraine. Lorraine, no. Hi, Elaine.
She would not take kindly to being called Lorraine. Let me tell you that.
Kish Lorraine, how are you?
She'd be like, what the fuck did you just say?
What the fuck are you doing? Yeah. She thinks she's quite aggressive, Tom.
I don't know. She was very nice to me. Do you remember during Lockdown Point... During lockdown 1.0, she did that shout out for people to sing along to I Don't Know How to Love Him or I Know Him So Well.
Yes, and she responded to your tweet.
And she responded to my tweet and then we did the duet with my laptop held up to my face.
So you've in many ways you've done a duet with Elaine Page.
That is basically what I just wanted to get out of the way.
Yeah, I just want to make sure everyone knows that before we sort of move on to the more pressing chats that we need to have today.
You know, I think so. There are a lot more, I don't know, slightly more talented other people who sang along with her, but I...
No, I won't have that, Tom.
You're right. I was the best.
You would say the best.
Better than Elaine.
But I would say so. I'd sooner see you in concert. I probably wouldn't.
It would be quite arduous and a lot of...
I love your stand-up shows, but...
A concert, me.
A concert, you doing your favourite hits from the shows. No, do you know, I would go and see that, but I'd get really drunk and heckle.
You would, and I'd be like, who the hell is that?
Who the is she?
Exactly.
So how have you been, Tom?
You know what? I've been okay, thanks, Suze. I've been keeping on my toes, trying to stay true to my myself.
Good
my,
for you.
My integrity. Trying to keep up with my exercise, but... you know, aware that we're going to a bit of a lockdown.
Yeah, how are you feeling about lockdown 2.0?
You know what? I feel okay.
Yeah.
I think we're gonna get through this. We gotta get through this. We know what to expect.
Gotta make it through.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's quite I feel sort of comforted by the fact that we've got through it once before.
Mm. Yeah.
You know, I'm like, okay, well, we did it the last time. We'll be fine again.
Yeah. And there's an end point in sight.
Yes, that's very true.
Which I think is important for us all to aim toward. And
I think you're right.
I think that it's a time to reflect, enjoy an autumnal walk, maybe make
you
a...
You know how much I love an autumnal walk.
Autumnal walk, collect some leaves, mindfulness, make something out of a pumpkin.
Sure.
You know, all those
things. Did you ever do anything for Halloween growing up?
We would go and trick or treat around the neighbours with supervision, though, of course.
And would you dress up?
Of course. It was the one time of the year I was encouraged to wear a cape.
Oh, my God. And what sort of thing would you dress up as?
Mainly Dracula because of the high collar.
Of course. Why wouldn't you?
It's a great opportunity to swoosh around. What about you though, Suze? What about you?
I don't think I ever really did a trick or treat or anything like that.
Really, Suze? Why?
Yeah, it wasn't really the done thing in Pompeii.
Well, my grandmother didn't get on board with it, and she regarded it as begging, so she didn't like it.
Right, so she had quite a lot of opinions about that. Was she religious though? Did she think it was like not the thing to do? Like
she was, she was quite religious. Yeah, Irish Catholic. Yeah.
Yeah, because that I think that was the issue. Because I was at a Catholic school.
Oh, was it scary? Guys.
I think that I don't think that they were very into it. I think they're a bit like, you know, don't upset the spirits.
Yeah, I think there was a bit of that. Yeah, I think there is a bit of that. And because the next
have you been? Sorry, go on.
Have you been what?
I was going to say, have you ever been in America during Halloween?
Yes, twice. I've been to New York for Halloween, and
I bet that's fun.
It was so fun. It was ridiculous fun. The first time I panicked, I didn't know what to go as, so I dressed as sort of I put on a t-shirt that said army and some pajama bottoms, and I put glitter on my face. I didn't know what I was, but I was so excited.
You were a man having a crisis.
Yeah, I was having the time of my life.
Good for you. Yeah, and what did you go as the next time?
Just a spectator.
Just a right. Spectator.
In a way, isn't that the most horrifying thing of all?
yeah.
How about you then?
Some people are really clever, aren't they, when they do it? I've been to one as Chucky.
Oh, that's good.
An ex and I were the twins from The Shining.
Oh, I remember that. Yeah.
Yeah, well.
It was a good option.
Yeah, you know, that relationship died, so that was sort of right.
In a way. Yeah. Perfect Halloween.
In
America, people go as like quite obscure things. They go as like a table.
Yeah, I kind of love that.
Yeah, it's really silly. Fun.
Yeah, I like the silliness, or people going as like a metaphor or something.
Yeah, I like that, a concept.
That's really, yeah. Oh,
yeah.
I would love that. I would love to go as a concept.
Yeah. I think that's really fun. Yeah, and I think that I saw people like would have block parties, close off their block, and people would have like music.
Oh, Tom, I would love to go to a block party.
I would too, actually, yeah.
I mean, we call them street parties, don't they? They're quite different, I think, in the UK. In America, I feel like they're like dancing in the street, and you sort of everyone's like from Fame or something. A musical.
Whereas me, more Vera Lynn.
Yes, a lot more Vera Lynn, a lot more Bunting based.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Bunting based fun.
Bunting based fun, exactly. Sort of conjuring up a wartime spirit, which is nice in a way.
Sure.
But it doesn't have the same sort of joy as the American block party, I think.
No, I think it's a lot more sort of a bit of Vera Lynn and then some oops upside your head.
Yes, exactly. So,
which is to me the perfect night out.
Yeah, which I love. I love.
Of course I do.
How are you feeling though, Suze?
Oh, Tom, you know, I'm fine. I'm just like, I'm feeling okay about going back into lockdown.
Yes.
I feel very lucky that I have my lovely partner and our lovely flat, and we can just sort of chill.
Yeah.
And stroke the cat, you know. And I'm not going to put too much pressure on myself. That's what I've decided. I'm not going to put too much pressure on the cat when I stroke it because she really hates that.
Yeah.
And also not too much on myself. I feel like to begin in the first lockdown, I was like, I must write a book. I must do a thing. Oh. I've got to be so creative. And of course you did write a book, but I didn't. No, and I think that I'm going to do the same during this lockdown.
I was going, you know, it was sort of a different sort of thing. It was a good distraction from all the,
what are you going to do this
how
lockdown?
That's how I sort of approach. That's why I kind of found the book quite cathartic. Mm. But I wouldn't suggest.
Tom, I'm not knocking you for writing a book.
No, I know.
That sounded really like I was accusing you of, like, not like you writing a bloody book.
No, you didn't.
Putting your words down on the page. What, you think you're better than me? You're not better than me. You know that, don't you? You're not better than me, Tom.
I'm sorry. This one around, I'm grateful that we can still do elements of work. So, yes.
You're still extra slicing.
We can still extra slice.
Yes.
Putting the extra.
Now an audience now.
No. the show is going on, and so that's nice.
Yes.
So we're grateful of that and anything else really. But it's nice. And what I did also discover is, and this was before the lockdown, but you can still go for walks with a friend, can't you? You can go for one walk with one other person. And what I discovered is those water cooling, there's, you know, there's that reusable water bottles that we all bought like 8 million of to try and save the planet. Well,
it turns out we did a lot worse by just keep buying those.
So when I threw those in the bin, no, I didn't. Calm down, everybody.
No, didn't you start a little fire in your back garden to get rid of them?
The thing about it, I just burnt them all. So that's one thing. No, it's not. No, it's not. Everybody calm down.
Chill out, guys.
Chill out, guys. Don't burn plastics. It's toxic. But the ones that keep your water cool also will keep things warm. And so my friend and I had an Irish coffee on our walk round with, no, in fact, it was a French coffee because it was made with brandy. What do you think about that, Susie?
So how much do you, what do you, what is that? Just a black coffee and brandy?
Well, you can do it like that. Or what I did is I put in...
Made it fancy, did you, Tom?
I made it fancy because I don't mean to show off, but I used to be a waiter.
We all know that, Tom. We're very proud.
Everybody's very proud.
Everyone's very proud of you.
You put in... So this is the recipe and I recommend it on a cold autumnal walk. So if it's this, if it's French, brandy, couple of teaspoons of sugar.
Ça va.
Muy bien. And then add in some coffee.
Yes.
And then pour in some cream on top. Over the back of the spoon, if you will. But it doesn't really make a difference because you can't see it in a little thing. But,
and what, then you just swig it straight from the bottle?
Basically, babe, yeah.
But did you remember your way home after having a whole flask of brandy?
A warming flask of booze.
Yeah,
I did. And if the time flew by, the whole journey.
I bet it did.
Yeah.
I bet it did.
But you can do it with brandy. You can do it with an Irish whiskey is very nice. That makes an Irish coffee. With a sweeter liqueur like a Bailey's or an Amaretto, I wouldn't bother with the sugar, but that's just me.
Sure. That's a very nice idea. Maybe I'll do that, Tom. Maybe we'll meet up for a walk at some point. We can both get hammered.
Wouldn't that be lovely? Hammered on a lovely autumnal, warming, boozy drink.
Sounds great.
You know, just it's about enjoying the little pleasures, isn't it?
It's the little things we do together. Yeah,
little pleasures is my...
drag name. Grinder name. Oh,
yeah.
Tom, you've got to get off Grindr now that you're on the telly. You've just got to get off Grindr.
I'm not on it.
I know.
There's no gays near me.
No gays near you? What, does it just go,
Yeah, no gays in.
Just Les Dennis going, nope, that's not, none in this area, sorry.
Yeah.
Yeah, just that.
But it is, I mean, I do think it is quite a trying time, isn't it, for many of our dear like-minded friends.
I think,
if you feel like you're used to reaching out to members of our LGBTQIA plus community. It can feel quite isolating.
I think so. Yeah, it really can. And I think that some people that have been in touch with the emails and some people that have messaged me on Twitter have sort of said that they've like only recently come out and they don't really have a network yet.
Right.
And then they've sort of gone into lockdown. And so it's like, oh God, where are all the gay friends that I was meant to make?
Yeah.
And they're out there. That's the thing.
Yeah. Yeah. They are out there. And it's so difficult, isn't it? Because I think the normal channels of doing that are so much more restricted. And even, if you're at a point in your life when you're dating, then it's difficult because you kind of can't, it's very difficult to go on dates, isn't it? Unless you go on a walk.
And do remember, if you go on a walk, do take a flask of brandy.
Do, if you feel like you're going, you feel like that's a good idea, take a flask of brandy for yourself. But you know, and as well, like, where do you go for a walk? Do you walk? It feels most sensible to walk around a bustling place, but
how much do you want a bustle right now?
And also, sometimes wearing a bustle, people have given me, they've sort of thought it's too much into the Victorian clothing.
Is a bustle like the corset bit?
I thought the bustle was like the, what can only be described as like the bum extender.
The bum extender. Are you thinking of twerking?
It's part of twerking. I mean, I guess...
The bum extender. Okay, that's the bustle.
Think that's a bustle, yeah. People bustling around.
I see. Oh, Tom, you're just the go-to guy for all things that happened more than 100 years ago.
But and then people work on their ass now, don't they? Like Barry's boot camp. No, Barry's loot camp.
Bum camp.
Bum camp.
Barry's bum camp.
Barry's bum camp. Is that a thing?
Yeah. No. Well, it might be. It is now. Barry's bum camp.
Barry's bum camp.
So
is,
you just do glute work?
Yeah. But you could just get a Victorian bustle.
And listen, if this podcast isn't saving lives, it's solving problems.
Do you know what I mean? Why aren't people on their doorsteps clapping for us? That's what I always say.
And still, we've not won a poddy.
Not even a sniff.
Not a sniff of poddies.
Nothing like it. Nothing like it. Not even on the nominees.
Not even a nom on the pod.
Nom on the pod. A nom on the pod. It's very interesting, isn't it, the way people used to dress? Maybe now is the time to embrace Victorian clothing. I'm just saying.
Well, I think that now that we're not shaking hands anymore.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know if I said this to you before, but I think we should bring bowing back.
Bowing and curtsying. I've been saying it for some time.
Well, Tom, you've been saying it for decades at least.
I like it. I like it. Very, very respectful.
It's fun, isn't it?
Yes. It is very courtly, which I enjoy.
You could give someone a little wink on the way down.
Oh, I beg your pardon. Hello.
Very rude.
Give them a wink on the way down, as long as it's 2 meters away.
Yes, you must be sure of that.
You must be sure. Yeah. I mean, now the evenings are drawing in, I guess people will be enjoying the box sets. Not a euphemism.
But yes, they will be, Tom, enjoying a lot of the box sets. Now, as ever, I've got my finger on the pulse.
Well, that's all very well, but what have you been watching? Yeah, I know.
I'm watching The West Wing, Tom. Finger right on the
pulse.
It came out
back
20 years
to
ago.
The 90s. Yeah. Why not? I tell you who was fit in his day was old Sheen. When he was like...
Marty
Sheen, yeah.
Yeah, he was fit in his day. He's still kind of fit as an older man, I think.
Yeah, he's got that like... and I'm not a tall person myself, but he's a shorter guy. He's got that shorter guy, like, again, bustling energy.
Yeah, he does have a great energy. He's very good in that. Have you watched The West Wing, Tom?
No, actually, I haven't. And people have said I'd like it.
Yeah, I think you would. I mean, I'm not the first person to say this. It won countless Emmys.
I bet they'd win a poddy, wouldn't they?
Oh, do you know what? If you want to watch it and then do a podcast about that, I bet we'd win a bloody poddy.
I bet we would. Yeah, I bet. Roughly, like if you did a West Wing.
Gay white noise that we insist on doing.
Oh, that's a great tagline for the show. Do you know what would be nice? Would be a vodka with a podcast, a voddy with the poddy. I'm obsessed with
a
voddy
with a poddy. That'd be nice. Should we start encouraging people to drink whilst they listen to the podcast?
Listen, that's a spirit that doesn't work well in a coffee. I found.
Oh, sorry, I thought you were going to say that's the spirit.
That's the spirit.
That's the spirit.
That would be a nice advert we could do.
If anyone from vodka is listening, or indeed any
vodka
from vodka, you know, vodka
from the Russian word for water, I believe, voda.
Is that right?
I think so.
Oh, voda. Tom, so you're so bright.
But I'm also doing that thing of going, I'm just going to say it because it's a fact that it's kind of difficult to verify. And that's how we've got in. That's how we're in the situation in the first place, isn't it? People just making up facts.
Yeah, aren't they just? I mean, today, we're talking today on the announcement. I mean, we're waiting to work out who the president is.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
Strange, isn't it?
Very strange, sort of. Maybe it's reflected in our tone that we're kind of a bit like, what is going on?
We're a bit low energy today, aren't we? I think, like, it's interesting. We know everything's about to stop.
Yeah.
There's also this strange thing of, like, what's going on in America.
Yeah. Yeah.
And also, what's going on here?
Yeah.
I did like see people on Twitter being like, God, this is awful. And you kind of want to go, do you remember the last, yeah, I don't know, 4 years?
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah, exactly, exactly. I mean, I hope you enjoyed it. I put up my Make America Gay Again hat.
I think that was a very handsome picture of you, Tom. I said that at the time.
Suze, that's so nice of you. I mean, I was trying to do
it. You look fit, babe.
Oh, well, thank you. Listen, for that.
I would give you a wink on the way down. You know what I mean?
Well, that
when
means
I'm bowing,
a lot.
When I'm bowing.
That means a lot.
Thank you, Tom.
And obviously I was being subversive to Trump. That was my...
Because you're sub.
Because I'm very sub. But then I got a couple of comments. To be honest, I got lots of comments that enjoyed it.
Some people not enjoy it.
And some people were like, oh, like, just sort of like, oh, why can't we all get along and stuff like that, and suggesting I was, I don't know, not many people. I'm not very controversial, am I?
But that you were stoking. I mean, I don't think that you can be the person that we're like, do you know who really stoked up this whole Trump debate? Tom Allen.
By putting up that cap, make America gay again.
Do you know what, before that, I was feeling quite like sort of open-minded about the world and positive about everything that was happening. And but you then, know, when you put up that picture of him in that fucking cap.
And I was like, I'm trying to subvert him and I'm trying to undermine him. That's what I put it up for.
Oh, Tom, honestly.
And I was trying to say, like, put more gay people in things. And Tom, LGBTQIA plus people into roles that are positive, and you know, let's make the world a nice place. And then
Tom, I'm with you. I love nice places.
I do too, which is why I really enjoy that posh bit of Westfield. Don't buy anything there, but they've got lovely seating areas there.
They have got
lovely seating areas.
You can just have a quick look in Chanel just to see what that would be like.
Just have a look in Channel. Also, they've got Channel Number 5. They've got a piano in there. Have you seen that?
Oh, Tom, do you ever get on there and play the old Joanna?
Go in the old ivories. No, I don't. There's always somebody else on it, and you don't like to be disturbed. It's probably Gary Barlow or something wearing a mask. Do you remember when he started doing that?
No, did he do that?
Yeah, he did. Yeah, like turning up in a shopping centre wearing a mask, and then you take it off, and people are like, oh my God, it's Gary Barlow. Mm-hmm. Well.
I'm not sure how I feel about that.
Well, it's been a while.
Tom, you know what the thing is? People commenting on Instagram, you've got to remember that some people are just dreadful.
Yeah, that is true. To be honest, I got like two comments out of like...
But it's funny, isn't it? They're the ones that you notice, Tom.
I know. What does that say about the world?
I think it says that we're all sort of looking for that negative response.
Why are we looking? Why are we looking for that? Why are we trying to beat ourselves?
I did it, Tom. You know that we made a funny little video for Stand Up To Cancer, which I mentioned in the last episode. And they put it on Facebook and I was like, oh, that's nice. And then I was like, oh, there's some comments underneath. Of course, loads of them were like, chemotherapy's terrible. And I'm not a doctor, but I feel like it's done quite a lot of good.
Yes.
And then someone was like, it's not that funny. And you're kind of like, we're doing jokes about cancer.
It's a fine line to tread. Oh, yeah. It's
quite tricky to get, you know, I feel like, I don't know what you expected, but we're talking about molecular freeze ray when it comes to
it. It was so amazing. Those scientists were so great.
Yeah, they were so great.
You were really great at interviewing them, by the way, Suze. You were really good.
Oh, thanks so much, John. That's very kind of you to say.
No, you're so good.
But then one person put underneath,
yes,
is that even a real woman? And
what?
I don't know if they were talking about me or you, firstly.
Indeed.
First issue.
Indeed.
Secondly, I wanted to be like, well, first of all, I feel like that's transphobic because I don't know what you mean by real woman.
Indeed.
And secondly, why don't you get fucked? We made this video for no money during the pandemic to try and just like, hey, we're just making a video to raise money for a cancer charity.
What? Yeah,
and
exactly. Oh my God. Yeah.
Imagine being the person that's like, do you know what? I'm going to tell her that I think she's ugly.
Yeah. Yeah.
And
yeah.
Just like, what's your life like, babe?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, you have to take a step back from those people.
I know. I didn't respond. I did
never
think,
respond. And also, you know, like, we forget. And no, what is it? Squeaky wheels always get the grease. We always pay attention to people who are being negative. But actually, there's much more positivity out there than we realise. And the thing is
that's true.
So often, nice people, by their nature, aren't particularly, you know, wouldn't ever wade into that world. Be like, I know what people need to hear my opinions.
Yeah, they're not there with their elbows, are they?
No,
butting in.
Exactly. So we have to always remember that in every circumstance, actually.
You're absolutely right. And I think that's a really good thing to mention. Like, especially today, because I was, you know, we spoke before the podcast and I was feeling a bit, like a little bit all over the place today. And just because of like new stuff and how things are changing and blah, blah, blah. Yeah. And I think that you're absolutely right, Tom, especially like with everything that's in the news. Like, there is loads of positivity out there.
Oh yeah.
But sometimes it's not as loud. Like, how fabulous was the stuff with Marcus Radford last week? And everybody got behind it, and loads of people from, you know, local cafes were going, we'll do lunches.
Yeah,
and
it was just amazing.
This wonderful moment where people were going, oh, I want to help.
Yeah.
And people were, you know, doing GoFundMes and people donating and all that sort of stuff. Mm. And you just go, oh God, there's loads of bloody legends about.
Yeah,
there were
so
lovely,
many.
Lovely people.
Yeah.
Who are kind, you know, people that really want to look out for their neighbour and really want to.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, those are people, it's just like.
I know. I think that's the problem, is that we don't totally live in a world, but so much of the world seems to kind of put the spotlight on people loud people being horrible. And actually, you know, because there's some sort of notion that that makes content that people want to watch. And actually, there are, like, exactly like you say, there are so many people who are helping on, even with small gestures as well, you know.
Yeah, totally.
You forget, of course, they never get mentioned, but they're everywhere. Yeah. And that's wonderful. And people, you wouldn't expect it. And people, you know.
Yeah, like people that were doing, like, you know, their neighbours shopping during the first lockdown or checking in on people or just offering to do stuff.
Yeah.
You know, there's a lot of good out there. And I think that it's...
not me. You know, I mean, I'm...
Not you. Not me. You're dreadful.
I'm dreadful, but other people.
No, you're not. But we often have that conversation, don't we, Tom, where we go, are they sort of talented, funny, or are they just quite loud?
Yeah. There's a lot of... there's some people
a lot that, of loud people, aren't there?
There's a lot of loud people.
If you said what you were saying at half the volume,
would
anyone give a shit?
Yeah. Well, I think that's true with a lot of kind of, you know, politics and stuff where people aren't... It's not based on people being kind to each other. It's often about just being loud. And I think it's important to, you know, see that for what it is sometimes. There, I've said, you know. And
I think you're right.
And, you know, I like an old-fashioned sort of proverb and an old-fashioned man.
Sorry, go on.
But, like, my dad loves a saying that he was always told at school, which, you know, is something that, going back to what you're saying about like horrible comments on Facebook and stuff. But my dad was always taught, if you can't improve on the silence, keep your mouth shut. And I sort of think,
oh, I like
it
that.
Sounds very harsh. But when you see people who just like, I'm just going to say something, and just say something horrible, then you go, oh, you didn't need to say anything. But I mean, I say that as somebody who's part of a podcast.
Do you think people are listening to this podcast going, why can you not take your own advice?
As I said it, I was like, oh God, I've been talking for a long time.
Oh, that is funny.
Oh God. Oh yeah. Oh God. That's why Dad reminded me of that advice.
Oh, I'm sure it wasn't. You're always saying lovely and funny things at just the right volume.
Well, we can only try, can't we? We can only try. Yeah. We can only try and be good people. That's all any of us can do.
So we can do, Tom, pray tell. The book is out next week.
Next week, the 12th of November.
I was very excited to see it all, like all of them laid out.
Oh my goodness. So many pictures of my face. It was like being John Malkovich.
It was great. It was like sharing an Edinburgh flat with you again and being surrounded by your flyers.
And each of the I looked at them and each of the covers looked like they had a slightly different expression, which of course they do not because it's a photograph.
But good of you to take that long to look at your face to find it.
Yeah. One thing I love to do.
Well, guys, do remember to buy one of Tom's books from your local bookshop.
Do stock it. And a lot of local bookshops are doing... wonderful thing, click and collect, or even some are doing delivery services as well, if you would like to get involved with them.
And Thomas, I'm sure some people are listening thinking, well, he's got such a beautiful voice. Now, I know you've recorded the audiobook. Is that out on the same date?
And the audiobook is out on the same date, as far as I know. Yeah, it is. Yes, it is. So that's available through your audiobook provider.
Because I love listening to an audiobook. It's a lovely way to pass an hour while you're walking around the park. So maybe Tom could be your company on your jaunt about when you're doing your exercise.
Feel free. Let me know. I hope you
maybe take a brandy in a flask. No one will know.
It will only get better the more drunk.
The better the book got.
Incredible. No, I'm very proud of it, but I hope people like it and I hope it's
I'm reading it. Alice is reading it. I'm reading it. Oh. It's really brilliant and it's really funny and it's really thoughtful and it's just very you.
Thank you.
Brilliant.
I hope people can relate to it who felt like they're outsiders at any point. That's my ambition.
I'm sure they would. I'm sure they will because I did.
Well, thank you, Susie. Really thank you for reading it. And also, as I was going to say, the Attitude Awards are coming up and that is going to be something that everybody is welcome to tune into. So that's coming up in a few weeks.
Okay.
If you're feeling a bit isolated, that's maybe something to look forward to.
Oh yeah, that's a lovely idea. Do get in touch with us. The email is chatterlikemindedfriends@gmail.com.
Also, wait a second. We haven't talked about out series two.
Out series two is happening. There's loads
it's
of
going from
podcast.
Strength to strength. I say that.
Yes,
on it quite early on.
It's, yeah, there's loads of episodes. If you haven't had a listen yet, I've had lots of emails from like-minded friends saying that they've given it a listen this series. There's loads of episodes that you might enjoy.
So good.
The Reverend Richard Coles. There's, of course, Tom. There's Joe Lycett. There's Dennis O'Hare. Tony Award-winning actor. There's loads of people, Steph McGovern, that I've loved chatting to, Alan Carr. So maybe if you're looking for a new podcast, that could be it. Or if you're someone that's quite into tech and you want to know what's going to happen next in tech, you could listen to my podcast with Dr. Hannah Fry. Let me tell you guys, she is so bloody clever. It was so lovely to work with her when she was great. And maybe you'd enjoy that. And that is a podcast called Whatever Next. And it's sort of future gazing. With regards to tech. And it's quite fun because every episode we talk about things that are sort of mind-bogglingly brilliant, but then also there's always sort of a human element of how like the things that are happening that are improving the world or improving things for people across the globe, which is a really lovely thing to be able to shed a light on.
Oh yeah, it's really, really interesting, really inspiring stuff. So yeah, and couldn't be two nicer presenters. So there's some recommendations,
There you go, guys. Well, listen, guys, I feel like we've been sort of a little muted in our energy today. I hope that's okay.
Guys, if you're feeling the same, we're here with you. But if you're feeling we dragged you down. But
and if you're feeling down, maybe we dragged you up. Maybe you're leaving this just feeling the same as us, which is I'm ready for my tea and I might watch some West Wing.
Yeah, go watch some West Wing.
Well, do you know what? Go watch some TV that happened 20 years ago and just enjoy
it. I've been enjoying. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's great. Yeah. That's great stuff.
Well, we're here for you. And we hope you enjoyed joining us. And, we look forward to speaking to you next time.
We'll speak to you next time on Like-Minded Friends. Okay, bye.
Bye for now. Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye.
How do you know if you're worrying too much? How can you mend a broken heart? Does peaking at school ruin you for life? I'm Susie Ruffle, a stand-up comedian, and someone who has always experienced anxiety. And I've written a book, Am I Having Fun Now? Considering some of life's big questions. Featuring bonus insights from the likes of Charlene Douglas, Sarah Pascoe, Elizabeth Day, and Dolly Alderton. Am I Having Fun Now? Is out now in hardback, ebook, and audio.